Merry Christmas. Well, I hope I share wisdom with you, but not murderous rage this morning. It's so good to be here with all of you today and to together celebrate the birth of our Savior. Would you pray with me? Lord God, right now we pause today and we remember the birth of your Son. We thank you that you loved the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son to die for our sin. With hearts of gratitude and joy, we lift up the name of Jesus, which alone fills us with meaning and purpose.
主啊，我们以你的名高举耶稣，因为你的名是唯一能使我们的生活有意义的。
I ask you now, Lord, to take my limited broken words and fill them with your Spirit, Lord, and to speak to the hearts that are present.
主啊，我今日虽是拙口笨舌，但是请你把自己加到我的话语当中，让我能够把你讲出来。
We pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Every year when I was young, my church would put on a Christmas drama in which the children would dress up like different characters in the Christmas story and then act out the events surrounding Christ's birth. For some reason, my friends and I always insisted on being the wise men.
那我和我的小朋友们总是要做那个博士。
We seem to have thought that this was the most interesting role, or perhaps the least embarrassing part in the whole production.
那我们就想，哇，这个演这个话剧，做这个博士呢，可能是最有趣的，至少不会让我们蒙羞。And
so year after year, we put on large, colorful, oversized bathrobes, homemade turbans, and sometimes a paper crown from Burger King.
那我们有的时候哈，我们经常就会穿一个很华丽的衣服吧，穿上去，然后呢，头上再扎一个头巾。那有的时候没有头巾呢，就从 Burger King 那儿拿一个那个皇帝的皇冠。
We would then set out on that long, dangerous journey down the center aisle of our sanctuary to visit Mary holding the baby Jesus in the front of the church.
那在教会的前台呢，那个就是圣母玛利亚，那是抱着我们的圣婴耶稣，让我们这些小朋友呢就会在这个教会的这个当中的这一行，慢慢的走过去来去看这个耶稣和玛利亚。
Now, I knew very little about these wise men, except that they were mysterious, they seemed very rich, and they also seemed to have their hearts in the right place.
我其实对这些博士啊，这些智者，我并不知道他们是怎么回事啊。我就心里知道他们好像很神秘的，也许呢是很有钱的，然后他们好像呢这个存的这个敬拜的心呢，是敬拜的主呢是一个真正的主。In
a dramatic entrance that captures the attention of a king, they suddenly sweep into a humble story full of hardship and poverty, mangers and shepherds, bearing gifts that point ahead to Christ's true greatness.
他们在这个，就是一个好像演一个很戏剧性的话剧一样，他们突然就进到这个故事里面来了。然后这个故事里面呢，讲到很多牧羊人啦，然后这个马槽啦，又有很多人受苦受穷啦。然后可是他们呢是这个东方来的这个很有钱的这些博士，他们给耶稣基督呢带来了这个丰富的礼物。
They didn't disappear as quickly as they arrived. fading forever into the mists of history, never to be heard from again.
然后大家有没有注意到他们在这个圣经啊，在福音书里这样突然的出现，然后突然的就不见了，然后再也没有在我们再也没有读到他们又有什么别的作为。
I now realize, though, that there is something about these wise men and their journey to Christ that forces each of us to confront the true state of our hearts.
我现在看出来一点啊，这个福音书给我们讲这个博士的故事，他们。千辛万苦，千辛万苦来到这个，这个耶稣的这个家乡来看耶稣，这样一件事呢，实际上是，就是让我们每个人都不得不在我们心里面呢做一个决定。
Now when I read this passage of Scripture, I can hear the voices of these men of the East calling out across the ages to us.Asking us a simple question, a question that has the power to give us infinite joy or to leave us in murderous rage, depending on how we answer it.
这些智者他们问我们这个问题啊，实际上是一个很挑战的问题，这很简单的问题。我们听到的有人问我们这样问题的时候，我们心里可能就充满了凶恶的这个愤怒，或者呢我们心里呢就被满了这个喜乐，那就是看我们怎么样来回答这个问题。那这个问题呢是好像这些智者2000年以前在东方远远的东方就向我们提出这个问题来了。
And that question is this: Who is the Lord of your life?
这个问题就是说，你的生活里面到底是谁做主做王？
Who is the king that reigns on the throne of your heart?
你心里有一个宝座，那宝座上坐的是哪一个王呢？
My friends, how do you answer this question today?
朋友们，今天我们要怎样来回答这个问题呢？
We see that a small band of scholars in the East, most likely in Babylon, Persia, or the Arabian Desert, are searching for truth.
我们在这福音书里就看到啊，就是东方的这一小群这个，他们可能是学者啊，然后他们可能是从巴比伦啊、波斯啊，或者是阿拉伯的大沙漠里面来的，然后他们在寻找真理。
We don't know much about them, but they are called Magi, which indicates that they are part of a privileged class that spent their time looking into mysteries in their search for knowledge.
我们。对这些东方的学者，我们在圣经里也介绍的不多，只是我们知道他们有一个称号叫做博士，那他们很可能就是一个很有这个特权的一个阶层啊。他们每天每日呢都在寻找这个真理，寻找这个知识。
Magi would study ancient texts looking for wisdom. They would look to the stars in search of signs, and they would often dabble in primitive magic, trying to unlock hidden secrets.
这些东方古代的这些学者啊，他们可能是每天念这个古书啊，或者是看着天上的星辰，看有什么异象啊，或者呢，他们就。做一些这个好像魔术一样的这些事情，他们所有的这做的这个目的呢，就是要寻找真理。
The Bible condemns most of these practices, and yet God has mercy upon them by sovereignly directing them to His Son.
你知道他们所做的这些事哈，在圣经里面都是不赞成这样做的哈，可是上帝呢，就是行使了他的主权。特别给他们恩惠慈爱，让他们来寻找上帝自己的儿子。
These wise men may have heard about the coming Messiah through conversations with Jews living in the East or through their study of the Jewish scriptures.
这些东方的博士，他们会怎么会知道这个犹太人所讲的这个所要到来的这个弥赛亚呢？可能他们跟这个住在东方的犹太人啊，或者犹太人所读的这些圣经呢，可能有一些了解。
Centuries earlier, God had judged His people by allowing the Assyrian Empire to destroy the northern kingdom of Israel in 720 BC, and the Babylonian Empire to destroy the southern kingdom of Judah in 586 BC.
这件事情所发生以前好几百年以前啊，在这个公元720年呢，主呢就惩罚了他的选民。怎么样惩罚呢？他就让这个亚述国来把这个北国这个以色列呢，在公元720年给灭了。然后呢，主又让这个巴比伦帝国在公元586年前呢，把南国这个犹大国呢也给灭了。
In each of these conquests, thousands of Israelites were captured, made prisoners, and forcibly deported to the lands far to the east.
每次他们被征服哈，这个就是成千上万的以色列人就被抓住，然后就被流放到这个遥远的东方去做奴隶了。
When they left, though, they took with them their knowledge of Scripture, their memory of God's promises, and their trust in the God who disciplined them and yet never abandons His people.
可是啊，当他们这样被流放到遥远的东方的时候呢，他们带去了这个对于圣经的这个知识，他们也带去了上帝所给他们的承诺，就是说。上帝虽然啊，责罚他们，但是永远也不会丢弃他的选民。
One prophecy that they took with them was spoken by Balaam in Numbers 24:17.
在民数记24:17里面呢，这有一个先知叫巴兰，给他们说了一个预言。
Balaam had declared this prophecy to the Israelites as they were traveling from Egypt to the Promised Land.
早在以色列人从埃及出埃及以后到那个应许之地的时候呢，巴兰呢就给他们说了这个预言了。
He said, "A star shall come out of Jacob; a scepter shall rise out of Israel."
巴兰说，有星要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列。
Once the Magi learn of this and other prophecies, they eagerly seek out signs and indications of the Messiah's arrival.
当时呢，这些犹太人去到这些地方，那这些非犹太人啊，这些东方的博士，他们也听到这个好消息，这个预言，他们就是经常的呢到处寻找有没有一个异象可以证明说这个弥赛亚呢已经来了。
And at the right time, God in His infinite mercy allows them to see in the heavens the sign that would lead them to the feet of their Lord.
正好是不早也不晚，在这个时候呢，上帝的这个计划呢实施了。在上帝呢，他心里满了这个慈悲和这个恩典，他就让这些博士看见啊，天上有这样一颗星，就是表明我们的弥赛亚出生了。
When these men in the east find this star in the sky, they gather a large caravan around them, camels and donkeys, with servants and supplies and armed guards, and they head out on a journey that would have lasted at least 40 days.
有星啊，要出于雅各。这个星，他们一看见这个星出来了，他们就把聚集了一大帮的这个人哈，有的呢是仆人啊，有的是可能是那个卫士。那么就组织了一个很大的骆驼队，这个骆驼队呢，可怕有几十个人，然后他们就从沙漠里开始从东往西走，这一走啊，可能就是走40天。
You may ask yourself, why would they go through so much trouble?
你可能说，他们为什么要这么麻烦，组织这么多人往西边走，究竟是为了什么？
And the reason is this, they long to see and to participate in God's work in their generation.
他们心里是因为他们心里渴望看看上帝在他们的这一代呢所做的事工是怎么样。
They eagerly desire to meet and to worship the child who had been born king of the Jews.
他们心里急不可待要想朝见和敬拜这位人子，这位犹太人的王。
These joyful pagans, in search of the true king, contrast sharply with the leaders of God's people, who not only miss the star, but who greet the news of the Messiah's birth with something other than joy.
你看他们这些所谓 pagan 啊，就是异教徒啊，他们看见了这个上帝给他们这个异象啊，然后就心里非常着急的去寻找这个。 上帝所命名的这个王，他们的这个心里急不可待的朝见和敬拜这个王呢，在对比之下，上帝选民的那些领袖呢，他们的反应又是怎么样的呢？他们的心里呢，却是一点也没有喜乐。
After the Magi finally arrive in Jerusalem, they make their way through the streets, asking boldly, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and we've come here to worship him."
然后他们就来到了这个耶路撒冷，然后，他们主这个上帝就给他们这个胆量，然后去问说，生下来做犹太人的王在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
We are told, though, that when Herod hears this, he is disturbed.
那圣经告诉我们说，这个希律王听见这个消息以后呢，他的心里不安。
And not only is he disturbed, but all Jerusalem is also disturbed.
不但他心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也不安。
Herod the First is also sometimes called Herod the Great, and he rules Israel at this time under Roman authority.
这个希律王一世呢，有的时候我们叫他叫大希律哈，那个时候是在罗马人的这个权柄之下，那罗马人封他做这个以色列这个地的王。
He is now very old, increasingly paranoid, and extremely ruthless.
他这个现在已经是一个非常老的老年人了，他的心里就是充满了破坏妄想。然后他就是已经变成一个极其残忍的人。
By this time, he has already killed his favorite wife, two of his sons, and other relatives.
我们就知道说，在他这个老年的时候，他已经把他最宠爱的一个妃子杀死了，然后把他自己的两个儿子，还有其他的一些那个他的亲戚呢，也都杀死了。
Any news whatsoever of a potential threat to Herod's power would trigger a swift and violent reaction.
当时啊，他要是听到谁要是能够威胁到他的权力和他的地位，他就会格杀无论。
All Jerusalem is disturbed, not because they don't want the Messiah to come, but because they know that if Herod is disturbed,Many innocent lives will be lost.
大家要想一想，为什么整个耶路撒冷合城都不安呢？因为他们知道，哇，这个希律王要是心里有了起了这个怀疑的话，那很多这个无辜的人就要被杀死。
In fact, Jerusalem in that day, in many ways, resembled a less sophisticated version of Kim Jong Il's North Korea.
那个时候他。统治这个耶路撒冷的这种方式，就跟这个金正日统治的这个北朝鲜呢有点像。
And so Herod calls together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, and asks them where the Christ is to be born.
那他呢就召集了祭司长和所有的民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处
？In Bethlehem in Judea, they correctly reply.
在这个。祭司长就说，哎呀，在犹大地的伯利恒啊。
Herod then calls the Magi, has a secret meeting with them, and tells them to go to Bethlehem to search for the child. And he says, as soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may worship him.
当下呢，这个希律就暗暗的把那些博士招来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。然后差他们到伯利恒去说，你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，你要是找到了，就赶快给我来报信，我也好去拜他。
Under the false guise of worship, Herod intends to kill the baby Jesus.
他说的这个我也去拜他呢，实际上是一个谎言，他只是要骗那些博士呢，来告诉他耶稣在哪里。他说，因为他要想去把这个孩子给杀了。
And so the Magi go to Bethlehem. They continue their journey. They are still led by that miraculous star in the sky until they arrive at the very house where the child Jesus, who may now be 2 years old, lives with his parents.
然后他们就继续，这个跟随那个他们在东方所看见的星， 那个星在他们前头行，直行到小孩子这个房子住的这个房子就在上头停住了。我们要记住，这个耶稣这个时候呢，大概已经是两岁。
The Magi enter Jesus' home, see the child with his mother, and they fall down and worship him.
进了那房子呢，那博士看见小孩子和他的母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子。
Then opening their treasures, they offer him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
他们就揭开他们的宝盒，拿黄金、乳香和没药为礼物献给他。
Throughout Christian history, many commentators have assigned symbolic meaning to these gifts, arguing that they each correspond to a true aspect of Christ's identity or future ministry.
这两千多年以来啊，我们基督教的历史上呢，有很多解经家呢，就说哦，这个黄金呢和这个乳香呢和没药呢，是每一样这个礼物呢都是有特别的意义，就代表耶稣这个在地上的事工的一方面。
Some believe that the gold indicates Christ's royalty as the king descended from David, that the incense points to Christ's divinity and worthiness of worship, and that the myrrh foretells Christ's death on the cross and burial.
这些神学家呢，就他们就说呢，这个黄金是代表什么呢？代表主耶稣作为大卫的后裔，有那个王者的身份。这个乳香又代表什么？代表耶稣的神性，是配得我们所敬拜的。然后这个没药呢，就是代表这个耶稣呢将在十字架上受死，然后被埋葬。
What I find the most compelling, however, is that in God's providence, each of these gifts was extremely valuable and extremely compact and portable. The perfect items to finance a family's unexpected flight to a strange land.
我在这个故事上看到的是最值得我注意的一点，就是说上帝的智慧真是无穷无尽，因为他们知道这个家庭呢很快呢他就要逃到这个埃及去了，所以他给他们这些礼物呢都是在当时是非常非常这个有价值的，而且这些礼物呢都是很小的，都是随身可带，这样的话他们就在路上就可以有钱可以花。
Suddenly, two dreams intervene in our story and foil the murderous plot that Herod has to maintain his kingship at any cost.
突然呢，我们就念到说，主，我们的这个神啊，借着两个梦的显现呢，使希律王的这个杀人的计划呢，彻底的落空了。
First, the Magi are warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and so they travel back to their country by another way.
我们读到说第一个梦是什么呢？就是博士，这些东方博士啊，在梦里面呢，被这个主指示说不要再回去见希律了，他们就从别的路回本地去了。
Then an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph and says, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.
那在这个第十三节呢，我们就看到说，这博士去后呢，又有主的使者向谁？就像梦中显现，这回向谁呢？是向约瑟梦中显现，说起来，带着小孩子同他的母亲逃往埃及地区，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。
Jesus indeed came to die for the sin of the world, but this was not yet his time.
你知道，耶稣来了呢，是要为我们受死，担当我们罪，可是不是这个时候。
And so Joseph is obedient to the dream.And we read that he rises, he takes the child and his mother by night, perhaps even that very night, and flees to Egypt, which is about 90 miles from Bethlehem.
约瑟呢，当晚呢，他就这个顺服了从上帝来的这个命令，然后他当晚他就起来，然后带着这个孩子和他的母亲，然后就逃出去大概150公里地方，那个跑到埃及地区。
As you can guess, Herod soon learns that the Magi do not intend to tell him where the child lives.
所以你就可以看见这故事再讲下去，就是说希律人就看见自己被这个博士愚弄，这博士根本就不愿意告诉他这个 这个圣婴呢是住在什么地方。
We read that Herod, when he sees that he is being tricked by the wise men, becomes furious and kills all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who are 2 years old or younger, according to the time he had learned from the wise men.
他们这个希律看见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒。当然他跟这个博士谈话，他自己算了算钱，大概是2岁左右，所以他就差人到伯利恒的城里并私进，而防2岁以内的男孩啊通通都杀掉。
Throughout church history, this horrific event has been called the murder of the innocents.
这个教会的历史2000年以来呢，就这个大屠杀呢，在这个教会历史时候呢，我们叫他这个无辜者被谋杀。
Bethlehem was only a small village at this time, and so scholars estimate that the number of baby boys killed is somewhere between 12 and 30.
当时呢，像这个伯利恒啊，只是一个很小的一个村镇啊，所以呢，圣经学者估计之下，大概被杀的这个男婴啊，大概是从12个大概到30。
Herod, in murderous rage, would rather kill innocent children than allow one child to live who could take away his power, who could threaten his claim to lordship.
这个起了杀心又大大发怒的希律，我们看见他宁肯杀掉1000个无辜的小孩，也不愿意漏掉一个这个小孩，就是说漏掉一个这个圣婴，因为他觉得这个圣婴呢会威胁到他的权力和地位。
We read this and we're horrified. Surely I'm not Herod. You're not Herod.
那我们看见这个读到这个故事的时候，我们心里就是觉得很难过哈、啊，就说怎么会有这么残忍的人呢？然后我们就想啊，那大概不是我，因为我们也不是希律王。
But in Herod, we see the hideous logical conclusion of our own attempts to remain the Lord, the King, the ruler of our own lives.
实际上，我跟你讲，如果你自私自利的，然后就想着你自己，然后呢，就跟你自己说，我要我做我自己的主，我自己的王，然后我自己来掌控我的生活。那在这个意义上来说呢，我们跟希律王呢是没有什么两样的。
Perhaps you and I would never murder, and perhaps we have no kingdom except our tiny little world that we've constructed for ourselves.
那你可以说我们不会像希律王那样去这个反谋杀罪啦，我们也没有一个王国，对不对？那也许我们只有我们自己的这个过的这个小日子、小家庭了，对吧？
Every time, though, that we resist Jesus Christ's rightful claim to be the Lord and God of our lives, we are in essence attempting to remove him from our world, to destroy his authority over us, to treat him as though he's just another dead figure from the past.
可是你知道吗？当我们拒绝耶稣的时候，因为神他命定说耶稣就应该做我们的这个生命里面的作主作王，我们每次不要主啊，不接受他的权柄的时候呢，我们呢就等于是说啊，这个耶稣有什么了不起呢？他只是一个2000年前已经就死了的人。
The author of the letter to the Hebrews goes so far as to say that to experience Christ's goodness and grace, to feel and to hear his claim of lordship over our lives, and then to reject him is like crucifying the Son of God all over again.
你知道，如果就像希伯来书的一样，如果我们已经啊身体已经体会到这个上帝的这个恩典啊，我们已经接受这个主来做我们这个我们的这个在我们的生活里做主做王，然后我们又叛逆啊，又不接受他，这等于什么？这等于把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
When we reject the one who created us and who offers us salvation through his shed blood on the cross, there is something rebellious deep in our hearts that resembles the murderous self-centered rage of Herod.
你知道吗？当时我们已经接受了，但是我们然后又拒绝这个创造我们的主，然后这个主呢，经过他在这个十字架上这个所流的血是给我们白白的救恩，那我们又拒绝接受他，不接受他的救恩，那我们再做一样什么事情？我们是在实际上是叛逆，那我们这个叛逆，就跟希律王的这个。
When we do so, we forget that Jesus is the living and reigning King of kings and Lord of lords, who offers us infinite joy and eternal life, and who asks us to let go of our hideous, destructive attempts to remain the Lord of our own lives.
你知道，当我们忘记这个主对我们的救恩的时候，当我们忘记说这个主在我们的生命当中，那就是王，那就是这个万王之王、万主之主啊。那主给我们的是什么？是永久的喜乐和生命的永生。然后我们把这个来放弃了，那就说明我们心里面有一个可憎的心。那可憎的心是什么呢？是自己做王的心。
C.S. Lewis once argued that it is impossible to regard Jesus as a great moral teacher, but then to reject his claim to be God.
那有一著名的作家叫 C.S. Lewis 啊，他有的时候有一次他这样写的，就说如果你不接受这个。 耶稣就是神，如果你不接受这一点，那你说这个耶稣是一个德高望重的伟人之师，那是毫无意义的。
He writes, "A man who was merely just a man and not also God, and said the sort of things that Jesus said, would not be a great moral teacher."
他说，如果耶稣只是一个人，他只是一个人，他不是神。 那么他说的那些话，简直就是不可思议，所以是这他根本就不可能做一个做我们这个道德上的这个为人之师啊。
He would either be a lunatic, or else he would be demonic.
如果我们不相信他就是神的话，他所在这个福音书里所说的那些话呢，就是意味着是什么？他是一个疯子，或者是呢被魔鬼附身了。
You must make your choice.
你要做出这样一个选择。Either
this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse.
你就要做出一个决定，就是说，你要相信这个人，这个好像是完全就是一个人，他是上帝的儿子，啊，还是说他根本就是一个疯子，或者是一个被魔鬼附身的人。Lewis
writes, "You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God."
这个 C.S. Lewis 说的，就说这个选择呢是很清楚。如果你把他当成一个傻瓜，当成一个疯子的话，你就吐一口唾沫吐在他身上，就说你只是一个魔鬼，我不要接受你。或者呢，如果你接受他就是神的儿子呢，那你就要在他面前屈膝。
Years ago, I had a dear friend who I was very close to, who was an atheist, and who swore again and again that he would never bow his knee to anyone.
很多年以前，我就想到我有一个朋友，他当时呢，我跟他是关系蛮好的，但是呢，他是一个不信神的人，然后他经常发誓说。
He wore his hair in a mohawk, had rings in both of his eyebrows and both sides of his nose.
他是很反叛的，因为他那个头发呢就全都剃光，只留下当中这一撮儿。然后呢，那个这个眉毛上和鼻子两边呢都戴着这个戒指。
And he continually got into trouble with authority.
然后经常的跟这个警察发生冲突。
He and he alone was in control of his life, he said.
他自己说我的生命啊是谁掌控了，就只有我自己。
When I invited him though to attend my Bible study, he agreed and attended faithfully for many months.
当时呢，有一次我就请他到我们的查经班了，他倒也愿意来了，然后呢就连着来了好几个月。
While attending the Bible study, he promised me that he would read through the Bible and that he would pray a simple prayer every day.
当时在这个查经班里呢，他就跟我做了如下的一个这个承诺，他说 ，OK， 我会把这个圣经呢从头到尾的念一遍，然后每天呢做一个简单的祷告。
He promised me that every day he would pray, God, if you are real.Reveal yourself to me.
那每天做一个什么样简单的祷告呢？就是说，上帝啊，如果你是真的话，你就把你自己向我显现吧。
Eventually, he stopped attending my Bible study, and a long time passed. But he was a man of his word.
后来呢，突然就不来这个查经班了。然后呢，就过了很久，我也没有听到他的消息。但是呢，我后来知道他这个人呢，还是说话算话。
Each day, he continued to read his Bible and to ask God to show him if God is real.
他就每一天，他就在念读这个圣经，然后每一天都跟上帝祷告说：“你把自己显现给我吧。”
And then one day, when he was all alone reading the Gospel of John, the Spirit of God filled the room so powerfully that he dropped to the floor with tears running down his face, and he got onto his knees and he bowed down to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当时呢，后来我们就知道，有一天他自己一个人在那里念约翰福音的时候，上帝的灵就充满了那个房间，他当时就跪倒在这个地上。流着眼泪，然后呢，在主耶稣的面前低下他的头来。
He surrendered the lordship of his life forever to Christ.
他把他这个在他生命中做主做王的这个权利呢，就毫无保留的就交给了耶稣基督。
Who is the Lord of your life today?
请大家想一下，你现在生活当中谁做主做王
？Who is the King that sits on the throne of your heart?
你的心里那个宝座上究竟是谁坐在上面，在坐在上面做王呢
？This Christmas, let us remember that the coming of God to earth in the person of Jesus Christ was not tame or sentimental.
这个圣诞节啊，让我们反复的来复习这样一个功课，就是说，耶稣基督道成肉身来到我们中间，他不是来做一个好好先生，或者是在玩什么感情的游戏。
Rather, it was the invasion of the loving God into a world full of little, murderous Herods for whom Jesus will always remain a threat.
你知道我们这些小希律王，我们这个每个人都是小希律王，在自己各行己路，然后都想着自己做主做王。耶稣来了，就是要把他的爱放在我们的心里，然后让耶稣呢来在我们的心里做主做王。
Jesus will always threaten our attempts to build our selfish kingdoms, our self-centered lives.
你知道吗？上帝把他的爱带到我们心里，从此我们心里那个自私的、那个自我中心的那个小希律王啊，就坐立不安了。因为你的心里啊，将永远没有平安，也没有喜乐。
Always, that is, until we, like those truly wise men from the East, fall on our faces before him in worship and adoration, offering him the gift of our lives and confessing him to be our true King and Lord.
你知道，你的心里永远没有平安，也没有喜乐，直到有一天，我们像那些有智慧的东方的博士一样，在主耶稣面前下拜，来敬拜他，来赞美他，把我们的一生呢，就交给他的手里，让他在我们的生活里呢，做主做王。
Would you do that today?
好不好？我们今天就决志。
Would you make this Christmas count for something more than just nice songs, expensive gifts, and family vacations?
好不好？我们在这个圣诞节呢，就是说，除了我们啊唱圣诞节的歌啦、啊，买个荣耀礼物啊，出去度假什么的，可不可以做出这个以下这个决定
？Would you draw near to Jesus? Would you bow before him? Would you let go of your destructive attempts to maintain the rule of your own life? And would you ask Him to take His rightful place on the throne of your heart as your only Savior and Lord?
你愿不愿意来亲近主耶稣？你愿不愿意做出一个决定，让主耶稣在你的心里做主做王，把你心里自己想做主做王，啊，自我毁灭的那个心呢，把它丢掉，然后呢，让耶稣接受耶稣来做你心里面的唯一的救主。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Almighty God, your ways are so often different than our own.
全能的主，你的道路高过我们的道路。
That you, the Almighty God of the universe, would choose to take on our broken flesh in the person of a poor child in Bethlehem.
主啊，你真是大能的主，你是整个宇宙全能的主，却取了这个仆人的样式，道成肉身来到我们中间，做一个很无助的一个很贫穷的小孩。
That you would then grow up in the context of danger, of threat, of illness, of all the things that fill our lives with worry.
你知道，在这充满了这个威胁、各种各样的危险和疾病的世界上，你呢却一天一天的长大。
And then that you would take our sin upon yourself on the cross so that we could enter a relationship with God.
主啊，你在十字架上为我们受死，啊，把我们的罪都担当到你的身上，这样子让我们可以跟我们的神有一个个人的关系。
We are in awe, Almighty God, of what you've done for us on our behalf.
主啊，我们真是敬拜在你的面前，因为你为我们所做的一切。
And in worship we bow before you, and we offer you our lives, and we declare, Jesus, that you are our Lord and our King.
在你面前，我们低下头来，承认你做主做王，你是我们的唯一的救主。
In Jesus' name, Amen.